Howdy, folks. It's Thursday, January 5th, 2023. I'm Jacob Cohen here with Juliette Bennett-Ryla, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're going to be talking about a lot. It's a wide-ranging day. We've got CES starting today, the biggest electronics conference in the world. We've got Canada officially banning most foreigners from buying homes there, which Juliette's going to break down in just a bit. A lot going on, but before we get to all that, let's take a quick look at what else is going on in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-a-lack. All right, first things first, Microsoft is working on integrating OpenAI's ChatGPT into its Bing search engine, according to a report from The Information. Last month, the New York Times reported that ChatGPT's rapid rise is seen as a code red inside Google, given its utility in providing more full sentence answers to different search queries versus just a long laundry list of links and ads. Now, Microsoft invested $1 billion into OpenAI, and Bing has never really had any kind of key advantages over Google, but this could be it. And as we've discussed on this show a bunch of times, Google's already battling for people's eyeballs with TikTok when 40% of young people, according to Google itself, when they're looking for a place for lunch, for example, don't go to Google search, they go to TikTok or Instagram. Mm-hmm. So Google's got a lot of threats right now between OpenAI, Microsoft, and TikTok. And in other news, Microsoft is also getting its first U.S. labor union consisting of around 300 video game testers.
Mm-hmm.
Moving along, Broadway is back. The Lion King grossed $4.3 million across 9 holiday performances at 99% capacity, its highest gross ever. Overall, in the week ending January 1st, all 33 running Broadway shows brought in $51.9 million altogether and saw 92% capacity. For reference, the same week in 2021, 31 Broadway shows brought in $26.3 million, so way up. In other news, the regulators are out and about. Coinbase will pay $50 million to settle New York regulators' claims that it allowed new accounts without appropriate background checks, and it's going to invest $50 million to improve its compliance program. Also, in Europe, EU regulators hit Meta with more than $400 million in fines yesterday for privacy violations in two cases. The regulators also banned Meta from forcing users to agree to personalized ads based on their online activity, which, as we all know, is a considerable part of its business model. So not good for them. And since 2021, the EU regulators have hit Meta with almost $1 billion in fines for data privacy infringements. And lastly, how about this? General Motors retook the throne as the top seller of cars in the U.S. from Toyota in 2022, selling 2.74 million vehicles, or 165,000 more than Toyota last year. Although sales are way down generally from pre-pandemic times, industry-wide in the U.S., auto sales are projected to total 13.7 million vehicles in 2022, once all the numbers are in, according to a joint forecast by J.D. Power and LMC Automotive. That's the lowest figure in more than a decade, an 8% decrease from 2021, and way below pre-pandemic levels that were around roughly 17 million vehicles. All right, and also CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, is starting today. It's been a rough couple years over there. After peaking at more than 180,000 attendees before the pandemic, CES was forced online in 2021, and last year saw a quarter of its pre-pandemic attendance. This year, though, the Las Vegas event hopes to attract more than 100,000 attendees again, as well as more than 2,500 exhibitors from 166 countries, according to Axios. So what should you expect? Over the next few days, there will be literally thousands of announcements and product demos, including from automotive brands, which have way more floor space, 25% more floor space than they did last year. There's going to be announcements from metaverse developers, robotics companies, smart home gadget makers, and more. We'll be following all that. Throwback to Charmin's Robot, by the way. Do you remember that, Juliet?
I do not remember this at all. Is that like an automated toilet paper dispenser?
Pretty much. It's an automated toilet paper carrying robot that rolls around with a roll of toilet paper if you need it.
It brings it to me.
It brings it to you, yes.
I was thinking maybe it was like a roll that like automatically spun if I was like an extremely lazy
person.
No,
it's way more advanced than that.
Okay.
Yeah, so while the event officially starts today, we've already seen streaming platform Roku debut its own line of TVs. We also learned about a $150 million deal that we'll see Stellantis mass produce a startup called Archer's Electric Air Taxis. There will also be a lot of meetings too. Get this. On average, according to the organization which runs CES, industry executives that attend CES have 29 meetings each while they are there in Las Vegas.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. All right, Juliet. So apparently Canada has officially banned most foreigners from buying homes there. What's going on here? What should we know?
Yes. Yeah, so at first you're like, why is Canada not letting foreigners buy homes? And it sounds a little xenophobic, but it's actually foreign investors they're trying to cut off here.
Mm.
So housing prices were up 48% in 2021 compared to 2013. That's according to the BBC. And wages have not kept pace. So now the average home in Canada is about $568,000. That's in U.S. money.
Wow.
And that's 11 times the median income after taxes. So basically, the ban is to prevent investors from snapping up properties, driving up prices, and preventing people who actually live there and want to raise a family there from getting a house that they can afford. There are exceptions. If you're an international student, a refugee, if you're buying a vacation home and a property that's not in a high demand urban area, if you have a Canadian spouse. So there are many ways that, like, if you actually want to live in Canada and you're not a citizen, you can. But if you're somebody who's like, I just want to buy a house in Canada and make money off of it, that's what they're trying to stop people from doing.
Right. And so do they think that this could actually work?
So there's a lot of debate about this, a lot of opinions weighing in here. New Zealand enacted a similar ban in 2018, but because of inflation, house prices there are still rising. In Canada, a lot of the detractors that I read conveniently worked for real estate groups, so they may have a lot of skin in the game there. But the argument is that, like, these foreign investors account for less than 5% of buyers in most places. And one parliament member, Jenny Kwan, was telling the New York Times that the government should actually be targeting large real estate investment trusts and for-profit real estate companies, which it has done a bit. There are taxes against that ping you if you're doing home flips, vacancy taxes or occupancy taxes, which means like someone has to be in that property to avoid a higher tax. And we're seeing a lot of that here in the United States. New York City just passed a new law that requires Airbnb or short-term rental hosts, Vrbo, what have you, to prove that they actually live there. And that could wipe about a quarter of Airbnb listings off the platform in New York City.
Wow.
There is some research that suggests that short-term rentals, if there's a lot in like a particularly touristy area like New York City or a big city like Philadelphia, do drive up housing costs. Some of the solutions I've read from experts are these very same solutions. So I guess we will have to see what happens with all of these regulations, if they actually bring the prices down or not.
Yeah. You know, I feel like a lot of times when you hear about developments like this, it has to do with more specific cities.
Mm-hmm.
But to have all of Canada take on this approach is an interesting one.
Yeah. And even in Canada, if you're like, hey, I would like to buy this vacation, like let's say you live in, I don't know, Detroit, where Windsor's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. And you're like, hey, I would like to buy this cabin in the woods. You can still do that. You just can't buy a house you're not going to live in like probably Windsor probably meets the population limits.
Okay. All right. So good to know, because I was planning on buying a house in Canada in the woods one day.
Yeah, I was thinking about buying a house in the woods so I can go pick up my prescriptions in Canada.
Yeah, nice. So, you know. I was just going to do it to get some peace and quiet, but both work. And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trupion. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you can go sign up at thehustle.co/email. Hope you have a terrific Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.